Latest figures suggest that some 14,000 Irish people are expected to move to Canada this year. There are currently 50,000 Irish-born people living and working there, and a further 4.5 million claim Irish heritage. Attracted by a booming economy and an unemployment rate currently half of what it is here, Irish people have set up home right across the 10 provinces of Canada. In the first part of a special series on the Irish emigrating to Canada, our Washington correspondent Katrina Perry has this report.
Just have a look at it on the map. Hamilton, Ontario.
For one family in Kildare, their new home is just a place on a map right now.
Oh, that's a nice one. Do you like that one, Ava?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, what do you think of that?
That's a nice
one. Is that in Canada?
Yeah.
It is.
Darren Gavin, fiancé Amy Rice, and their two children, 3-year-old Reese and 5-year-old Ava, are packing up and emigrating to Canada. Laid off from his banking job earlier this year, Darren struggled to find another position.
I'd applied for 180, 200 jobs, and I've 15 years banking experience. I'd applied for lots of different roles, and I couldn't get a look at it. And if I did, it was going for 50% of the salary that I was on. So for me, Canada offered me a different opportunity.
He has extended family in Hamilton, a city just south of Toronto with a reasonably sized Irish population. The Irish Canadian Club in Hamilton was set up more than 50 years ago to help new immigrants. But nevertheless, moving will still be hard, as Amy explains.
Very, very difficult. You know, I'm a real home bird. I have a very, very close family. My sister actually passed away 5 years ago, and since then we've been even a closer family. And then with the two kids arriving, it's, you know, up to nannies and up to grandmas the whole time, you know, any day that they want. And grandma actually minds them when I'm at work. Plus my mum doesn't fly on airplanes, so I won't see her until we come home. But I am looking forward to it, and it's taken me, I think it took for me to say, okay, do you know what, we're going, for then to kind of went, right, okay, let's look at the positives of it, because I kept focusing on the negatives, and I'm not going to see anyone, I'm not going to have anyone around. And but no, I'm going to look at the positives now, you know, and it is a fantastic opportunity, especially for Darren in his career.
Should we go over and get that teddy over there, please?
Which one?
There, yeah.
Aside from Darren's struggles to get a job in Ireland, the couple are focused on their children, feeling that their future in Canada will be better than the one on offer in Ireland.
It's always about your kids making sure they're successful. Yeah. And I think there's an opportunity for them too as well. I love them to have experienced it. I think travelling abroad and living abroad does make people more rounded and more accepting.
There's so much that can be done, and Reese just keeps saying, I want to play ice hockey. You know, he's only 3, I don't think he even knows what ice hockey is. But, you know, I'll enjoy introducing them to new things, you know, because Ireland, as great and as much as I love it, it is very closed, you know, and Canada is so broad and so open, and there's so many new things for the kids, you know, to experience over there, so.
That's one of the main reasons we're doing it, because the kids have so much opportunity.
And as for last minute worries,
my children, obviously, you know, and I actually think that it's more me, you know, letting go of family, but I just hope that they're not upset about it, and that it doesn't throw them too much. Failing over there isn't a fear for me, because we can always come home.
It's an opportunity, but yeah, we are both a little bit anxious about it, I think. Yeah. Aren't we a bit apprehensive? But sure.
It's a few weeks later and Darren has arrived in Hamilton. Amy and the kids will follow later. They're just one family out of an expected 14,000 Irish people who'll make the move to Canada this year.
It was tough at the airport, yeah, to say goodbye to everybody. But I just kept telling myself it was like I was going on a 3 or 4 week holiday, because I was seeing the kids in 3 weeks. I was quite upset for the whole part of the queue, to be honest.
And as for the main reason for moving, how was the first day in the new job?
Everyone was great, and I thought I'd have to explain myself a little bit more with my accent and stuff like that, but it seemed fine. So, yeah, and it worked out. Got a lift off someone home and made friends.
That's Darren Gavin from Kildare, now living in Hamilton, ending that report from our Washington correspondent, Katrina Perry. You can see more from Darren and his family on the 6-1 News tonight on RTE1 Television, and hear the second part of that series tomorrow morning here on Morning Ireland.